This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another active week for Missouri senators.
The senator from the 24th.
On Monday afternoon, Missouri senators spent time on Senate Bill 786. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur sponsors. She tells her colleagues her proposal seeks to make changes to whistleblowers' protection for public employees.
It takes courage for our public employees to step up and stand forward.
The measure is a reaction to last year's Senate Bill 43, which became law in August. Senator Gary Romine of Farmington sponsored that proposal.
I was prepared to not have any resistance to this bill at all, but now we're having conversations about new language that's been added.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate
Tuesday afternoon saw time devoted to Senate Bill 813. The senator sponsor, Senator Jeanne Riddle of Callaway County, tells her colleagues her proposal would modify the offense of peace disturbance and allow a civil action against a person who commits the offense of peace disturbance and obstructs a highway or access to emergency medical services.
I filed this bill in response to many requests from my constituents, especially at the eastern part of my district. They're concerned about the blocking of interstates that have occurred over the past several years.
During discussion, Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis told the sponsor she believes this measure would deny people their First Amendment rights.
You know that there will be unintended consequences here if we pass this bill here, and you probably don't think so, but I know so.
546.
Wednesday evening brought the return of Senate Bill 546, legislation that would modify provisions of civil procedure regarding joinder and venue. Sponsor, Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown, says they left Jefferson City last Thursday thinking there was a compromise.
Time to lay it over, look at the amendment, go through it, see what changes we could do to the bill, knowing that there was some go and no go.
Senator Scott Stifson of Afton says they have continued, though, since then, to find a deal.
The senator from Lewis has been sincerely trying to get to something we can at least agree to disagree on. I give him credit for that. I have been at the table as well, and we're just not there.
Senate bills 786, 813, and 546 have all been set aside for further discussion.
Good morning.
We have a lot of interesting.
Another measure on Missouri senators' radar is Senate Concurrent Resolution 41, which would ratify the Equal Rights Amendment to the United States Constitution. Senate Concurrent Resolution 41 awaits final committee action.
The Senate will stand adjourned till 4 p.m.
Lawmakers will return to the Capitol on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.